沉重的事情。
I have been in touch with friends who are living over there.
啊，我有朋友也住在那边。
And as I have heard from them, my heart goes out to them, especially at this time.
所以呢，在特别在这个时间啊，我向他们转达我的心意。
We have a God who is bigger than we think.
神其实啊，远超过我们所想的。
God is able to do anything that He wants.
神可以照他的旨意做一切事情。
And this morning I want to look with you at a passage of Scripture that describes this.
今天我们要看的这段经文啊，就描述了这些。
It's taken from the book of Romans.
是来自于罗马书。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Romans chapter 9.
如果您有带圣经，请翻开到罗马书第九章。
Bible teachers have told us that if you know the book of Romans, you will never, never go wrong doctrinally.
圣经学者告诉我们，如果你读懂了罗马书，就不会在一些教义上犯错误。
Because all of the great truths and doctrines of Scripture are contained very much in this book.
可以说，圣经中所有重要的真理都包含在罗马书这卷书里。
And if you know this book, and read it over and over again, it will give you clear direction, as we have just sung.About being a light and a lamp to our feet and a light for our path.
如果你不断地读懂了罗马书，那么我就相信它就会真的像你脚前的灯，路上的光。
And in this chapter 9, we're dealing with a couple of major Bible doctrines.
在第九章里面其实提到了两个很重要的教义。
One is the sovereignty of God, and the other one is the election of God.
第一个就是神的主权，另外一个是神的拣选。
Now, I'm not going to talk to you about all of the theological truths contained in those two topics.
那我今天不准备做神学方面的讨论。
But I want to briefly mention them.
但是呢，我还是要简要的介绍一下。
What does the sovereignty of God mean?
神的主权到底是什么意思呢？
It means that God has absolute authority and power to do whatever He wants to do.
就是说神有绝对的权能做他想要做的事情。
God can choose whoever He wants to do and accomplish His purposes.
神可以拣选任何人来成就他的旨意。
If God could not do this, then He would not be God.
如果神不能做他想要做的事情，他就不是神。
So over everything that happens in this world, God has ultimate control.
在这世上发生的一切事情，神都有最终的控制。
Nothing can happen in this world, nothing can happen in my life or your life that God is not in control over.
世上没有一件事，在你的生命中或者在我的生命中，没有一件事神是不能够掌控的。
Did God cause?This coronavirus in China to happen?
是神让这个疫情在中国发生吗？
Do you have any questions about that?
你会不会有这样的疑问？
No. God does not cause this to happen.
神没有使这件事发生。
There was a blind man that came to Jesus. We read about him in John chapter 9.
在约翰福音第九章，我们读到有一个瞎子来到耶稣面前。
And people said to Jesus, did this man sin or did his parents sin so that he's blind?
人家就问耶稣，到底是这个人犯罪还是他的父母亲犯罪呢？所以他是天生就是瞎眼的。
Do you remember the answer that Jesus gave?
那耶稣是怎么回答的呢？
Neither one.
都没有犯罪。
But it happened that God would show his glory through this man.
但神要在他身上显出他的荣耀。
Last night, I had an email from a friend from China.
昨天晚上我收到一封电邮，是从一个中国的朋友发给我的。
And this is what my friend wrote.
我的朋友写道，
We are praying that God will use this illness so that many might come to know Jesus as Savior.
他说，愿神来用这次的疫情，让更多的人来归向他。
And that's what you and I need to be praying too.
这也是我们所需要祷告的。
That even all the evil that Satan wants to bring upon this world to destroy what God wants, that God will receive glory.
尽管撒旦要做各种样的恶事来毁灭这个世界，但神还是要得到他的荣耀。
That's the sovereignty of God.
这就是神的主权。
But then this chapter also talks about the election of God.
但这一章也谈论到拣选。
It talks about God choosing this one and choosing that one.
那神拣选不同的人。
What does the election of God really mean?
那神的拣选是什么意思呢？
I don't want to go into a big theological lecture this morning.
我也不想再做深入的神学的讨论。
But I want to correct something that some people misunderstand.
但我需要纠正有些人的想法。
People say if God is in total control, if God decides who should be saved and who would not be saved, then why do I have to do anything?
如果神拣选一些人得救，一些人不得救，那我还需要做什么呢？
If God wants them saved, they'll be saved anyway. If He doesn't want them to be saved, they won't be saved.
如果神要一个人得救，他一定会得救的。如果那个人不得救，他就不会得救。
That thinking is foolish thinking.
但这是其实是一个愚蠢的想法。
That is not what the Scripture teaches.
这并不是圣经所教导的。
Because the Scripture makes it very clear that God wants all men to be saved.
因为圣经清楚地告诉我们，神愿意人人得救。
And he wants all people to come and understand the truth.
愿意人人都明白真理。
God is not willing that any should perish.
他不愿意一人沉沦。
But if people do perish, it is not because of God, it's because of their own choice.
如果一个人沉，并不是因为神，而是他自己的选择。
Because God is a God of infinite patience and love.
因为神有很久的忍耐，无限的慈爱。
He's a God that wants to show mercy to all.
他对所有的人都有怜悯。
Look at verse 15.
我们看第十五节。
I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
我要怜悯就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
It does not therefore depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
See, it's God's mercy that saves us.
所以是神的怜悯拯救了我们。
Yet when people reject God's mercy, then nobody can do anything for them.
当人们拒绝了神的怜悯的时候，人们就没有什么可做的。
There's more in that chapter about God's election.
所以这章谈论到神的拣选。
You need to read it and study it.
所以我们需要去学习。
But there's one verse I want to pick out this morning from this chapter, and I want to talk about that one verse.
但今天早上我只想谈论一节经文。
And that's verse 17.
就是第十七节。
This is what it says. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you, so that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
因为经上有话向法老说，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。
Let me read that verse again.
我再读一遍。
For I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you, that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。
There are three key words that strike me immediately when I read this.
所以呢，这里面有三个关键词。
Now in English it's a little easier to grasp them because they all start with the letter P.
英文是比较容易掌握，因为它里面三个词都是用 P 开头。
The first word is purpose.
第一个词就是旨意。
The second one is power.
第二个就是全能。
And the third word is proclamation.
第三个词就是传扬。
Now it's a little more difficult in Chinese to follow.
所以呢，中文讲起来就稍微困难一点。
But in English, if you can remember those three words.
但是如果在英文你可以记住这三个词的话。
Purpose, power, proclamation.
就是旨意、全能、传扬。
You understand that whole verse.
那你就会。懂得这节经
文。 So let's talk about that this morning.
所以今天早上我们就要来谈这三个词。
God has a purpose.
神有一个旨意。
He has a purpose for my life. He has a purpose for your life.
在我的生命中，在你生命中都有旨意。
A very specific purpose.
非常具体的旨意。
Have you ever asked God to show you what your purpose, what His purpose is for your life?
你有没有问过神啊？神在你生命中的旨意是什么呢？
Has that thought ever come to you?
你有没有想过
God created me, but for what purpose?
神创造了我，到底是他有什么旨意呢？
This verse tells that God had a purpose.
这些经文告诉我们，神他有一个旨意。
It's sad when people don't know for what purpose they were created.
但如果人不知道他被创造的旨意是什么？这是非常令人沮丧的。
Let me start with an illustration of something that happened many years ago when we were living in Germany.
我有一个例子，就是很多年前我们在德国的时候。
A friend of mine wrote me and said, "Can I come and visit you for a couple of days?"
有一个朋友写信给我说，可不可以来拜访我们？
He had graduated from Wheaton College, one of our fine Christian universities.
他毕业于惠顿学院，是一个很好的基督教大学。
He had gotten his PhD.
他获得了博士学位。
And I did not know him before, but he came and visited with me.
我以前并不认识他，但是他来了。
I very soon found out that he was, even though he'd gone to a Christian school, he was far from the Lord.
尽管他读的是基督教大学，但是他离神很远。
One day he asked me whether he could visit a certain city in Germany.
他有一次问我，他是不是可以去德国的一座城市。
It was a city that was well known all over Germany because it's probably the most visited place in Germany.
那个城市在德国非常有名，有很多人去到那里观光。
Do you know what city it is?
你知道是哪一个城市？
Rothenburg ob der Tauber.You've probably never heard of this, have you?
你们都听懂了，对不对
？So I said, "Sure, I'll take you there."
我说可以啊，没问题，我可以带你去。
He said, "How far is it from?"
我说距离这里多远呢
？I said, "100 miles."
大约100英里。
So the next morning we got in the car.
第二天我们就上车了。
I told him to put on his seat belt.
我请他系好安全带。
And I put on my leather gloves.
我戴上皮手套。
And we got on the freeway.
然后我们就开车上了高速公路。
Now he did not know that in Germany there is no speed limit on the freeway.
他不知道在德国的高速公路上是没有限速的。
That's why I wanted him to be well protected.
所以我让他这个保护好自己。
So I started stepping on it. It hit 75 miles an hour.
然后我就从这个75英里开始加速。
Then I went 85.
85.
Then I went 90.
90.
And 95.
95.
And I could see him just shrinking back like this in the seat.
他就是全身都紧绷。
Then I hit 100.
然后就达到了100英里。
Then I stepped all the way down. I got to 103.
然后呢，我就把这个加速踏板踩到底，就达到了103英里的时速。
That Volkswagen I was driving could not go any faster than that.
这是我的那个大众轿车的最快的时速。
And I saw he was just scared.
他非常的恐惧。
He said, "I have never driven this fast in all my life."
他说我从来没有开过这么快。
I said, "Oh, you can relax. We all do that."
他说这个你可以放松，其实我们在这边都是平常的事。
And I wanted to take his mind off being scared, so I wanted to have a little conversation with him.
所以我就试图跟他交谈，来分散他的注意力。
And I said to him, "My wife and I, we visit cemeteries very often."
我跟他说，我太太我们经常会有时候去到一些公墓去。
We like to just walk through them and read what's written on the gravestones.
我们喜欢。 读那个墓碑上的碑文。
Because in Germany they have very beautiful cemeteries, and on those tombstones they have written something that tells us about the life of that person who's buried.
在德国，公墓都是很漂亮的，那是这个墓碑上有写着这个人的生平。
And so I said to him, "What would you like to have written on your tombstone?"
我就问他，你想怎么写你的墓志铭呢？
And he thought, this driver is crazy.
他一定认为我疯了。
He drives like a madman, and then he wants to know what I want on my tombstone.
他一边这个疯狂的飙车，一边问我想怎么写墓志铭。
But so he began to answer. He said, "Oh, maybe they can say I was a good father, I was a good husband, I was a learner, and some of the things like that."
他说我是一个好的父亲，好的丈夫，也是个好的学生。
And then he turned to me and he says, "Well, how about you? What would you like on yours?"
然后他又问我，那你想写什么呢？
I said, "You know, there's a man in the Bible who has the same name you had."
我跟他说，在这个圣经里有一个跟你同名的人。
His name was David.
叫大卫。
And the Bible says something about that man that I would like to have on my tombstone.
那圣经里对他有个评价，我想这个我的墓志铭也这样写。
So he said, "What's that?"
是什么呢
？In the Bible, in Acts 13, verse 36, it says, "When David had served the purposes of God in his generation, then he died."
是在《使徒行传》十三章三十六节讲到说，大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，他就睡了。
I said, "That's what I'd like to have written on mine."
我希望我的墓志铭也这样写。
He said, "God's purpose, what is that?"
那什么是神的旨意呢？
How do you know that you have God's purpose for your
life? 你怎么知道你遵行神的旨意呢？
So that gave me a wonderful opportunity to share the gospel.
我就利用这个机会来向他传福音。
So for a whole hour while we were traveling there,
这一个小时我们开车去那个地
方。Because it just took us 1 hour to drive 100 miles.
所以因为我们开一百英里只需要一个小时。
And then another hour driving back.
然后回来也花一个小时。
I had 2 hours to talk to him about the purpose of God.
我就用这两个小时时间来跟他讲神的旨意。
And when we got finished,
当我们结束的时候
he said to me, "I wished I had a purpose in my life like you have."
他就跟我说我想在我的生命当中也有这样的一个目标，就和你一样。
He admitted that he did not have a purpose.
他承认他以前没有一个人生的目标。
Now we are living in very, very confusing days.
我们现在是生活在一个令人困扰的时代。
And if we ever needed an anchor for our souls, now is the time that we need it.
现在正是我们这个灵魂需要一个锚的时候。
Because people today are living a life that is often without any purpose.
因为现在很多的人，他们的人生没有任何的目标。
They're born, they grow up.
他们出生成长。
They go to school.
接受教育。
Get a job.
找工作。
Make a good salary.
赚很多的钱。
Get married, have children.
结婚生儿育女。
And they come to the end of their life and they say, "What was this all about?"
但是最终他们会问，这一切都是为了什么呢？
Why was I here?
我们为什么会在这里呢？
I received a letter from a friend of mine who said he was over 60 years old. He said, "I have wasted my life."
有一个朋友写信给我，他已经六十几岁了，他说我的生命全都浪费了。
No purpose.
因为没有一个目标。
People are living lives that are purposeless.
很多人都是生活在一个没有目标的人生当中。
There's a very famous psychologist by the name of Dr. Carl Jung.
有一个很著名的心理学家，他的名字叫卡尔·荣格。
He says that this world is suffering from a neurosis of emptiness.
他说这个世界患上了一种空虚的。神经官能症。
There is an emptiness in every human life.
在每一个人的生命里面都有一个空虚。
We constantly are looking out for something to fill it.
我们不断去寻找起来填补这个空虚。
They're looking for something always. looking or listening to something.
所以我们要不断地寻找，不断地去听一些东西。
People have to be surrounded by noise, by voices all the time.
所以人必须要被声音，被各种各样的声音来围绕。
They can't stand being quiet.
他们没有办法忍受安静。
First thing when they get into their cars, they turn on the radio.
他们一上车就会打开收音机。
And you see how many people are walking around with all of their earphones listening to music or something.
很多人在路上走的时候都戴着耳机。
They are afraid of being left alone and being quiet where there is no voice.
他们会惧怕独处，惧怕安静。
Because there is an emptiness on the inside.
因为在他们的里面有一种空虚。
And they don't know how to fill it, so they have all these other noises come in.
他们不知道怎么样去填补这种空虚，所以他们就需要听到各种各样的声音。
They want to fill that vacuum inside.
因为他们想要填补这种真空。
Now it's sad when Christians have that same attitude.
但遗憾的是，很多基督徒也是这样。
They go to church.
他们来教会。
They accept Christ.
他们接受了基督。
They get baptized.
受了洗。
And yet, for some reason, they're still without knowing what the basic purpose is for them living.
但是他们还是不知道自己的生命的目标是什么。
And if you belong to that group this morning, then this is for you to hear.
如果你是这样的人，那今天的信息是就是对你来讲的。
One day I was flying from Los Angeles to Tokyo.
有一次我乘飞机从洛杉矶飞往东京。
And there I was changing over for a flight to Hong Kong.
但是呢，我必须要在先飞到香港。
And seated next to me was a Chinese businessman.
那在我的边上坐的是一个华人。
And we got
做生意的。
We got into a little conversation together.
我们就开始交谈。
That lasted all the flight over to Tokyo.
直到我们到东京，我们都不停的交谈。
And when he learned a little bit about my Chinese background, he began to open up.
当他知道了在中国的这些经历以后，他就向我敞开。
He said, "Let me tell you about my life."
他就讲到他自己的生活。
He says, "I studied here."
他说我在美国受教育。
Computer science.
那我觉得是这个电脑工程。
I got a great job.
我有很好的工作。
He said I'm making a fabulous salary.
赚很多的钱。
Very strange for Chinese to tell me he's making good salary.
但中国人一般都不太愿意谈到这个。
Because they don't usually tell you.
因为他们不愿意别人知道。
He says, "I have a wonderful wife."
我有很好的妻子。
Two children.
两个孩子。
I have a nice home in San Diego.
我住在圣地亚哥，有一个很漂亮的房子。
But he said, "I have a question, and maybe you can help me."
但我有个问题，你可能能够回答我。
There must be more to life than just all of this.
那生命的应该所要的，因为远不止这些。
He said, "I'm looking for something more than this."
我需要超过这些的。
He was looking for a purpose.
他也是在寻找人生的目标。
And for the next 8 hours, I talked to him about purpose.
那我就在讲人生的目标。
What's God's purpose for your life?
那神在你生命中的旨意是什么呢？
In the chapter before, Romans chapter 8, there's a great verse.
在前面一章罗马书第八章有一节
verse 28,
二十八节
it says that those who love him have been called according to his purpose.
叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
You're not here by chance or by accident.
你在这里不是偶然，也不是意外。
You're here by God's choice.
而是神的拣选。
Fulfill His purpose through your life.
是要在我们的生命当中来成就他的旨意。
And this verse 17 in Romans chapter 9 talks about Pharaoh.
所以在第九章十七节讲到法老。
That this Pharaoh that God says, "I have a purpose for your life."
那神在法老的身上也有一个旨意。
What was that purpose?
那是什么旨意呢？
God had sent Moses and said, "The people of Israel need to go back to the promised land."
神差遣了摩西，要把以色列人从这个埃及带出去到应许之地。
Moses And Moses said to Pharaoh, "Let my God says, let my people go so that they can worship me."
摩西对法老说，啊，神要我的民出去，去来侍奉他。
But Pharaoh did not want it.
但法老不答应。
He hardened his heart against God.
啊，他对神的心刚硬。
And finally, after some tremendous miracles, finally Pharaoh let them go.
啊，最后经过了好几个神迹之后，法老终于同意以色列人离开。
But Pharaoh did not want to fulfill God's purpose.
但法老却不想成就神的旨意。
Do we know what God's purpose?
我们知道神的旨意吗？
If we don't know, we better ask him.
如果我们不知道，我们要向神来求。
What is your plan for my life? Not is what I have chosen.
要问神，啊，神在我们生命中的计划到底是什么？
I think we need to think about that very carefully.
我们需要认真的来思想。
And if there's anything that you remember when you go home today,
那今天如果你回家的时候，你要记得一些事。
Ask yourself the question, do I know God's purpose for my life?
就是要问自己，我是不是知道神在我生命中的旨意。
Here's a purpose statement for you.
那我有一个这个人生意义的宣告。
My purpose in life is to seek God with my whole heart and to build my goals around his priorities.
所以我人生的意义就是尽心尽意的来寻求神，按照神的优先次序来制定我的人生目标。
And if that's the desire of your heart, God will answer that prayer.
如果这是你心里所愿意的，那神一定会回应你的祷告。
But I want to stimulate this morning that you seek God's purpose for your life.
那今天早上我就想激励各位啊，能够去来寻求神在你心中的旨意。
That was the first word.
啊，这就是第一个词。
Now we come to the second word. The word is power.
啊，那我们现在来到第二个词，就是全能。
And what does it say about God's power here in this verse?
啊，这节讲到神的全能是什么呢？
I've selected you for, I've chosen you for this purpose that I might display my power in you.
我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能。
God's purpose and God's power, they are together.
神的旨意和神的全能是相联系的。
Now let me mention right here, there is no way that you or I can ever fulfill God's purpose in our lives by our own strength.
我要提醒大家，我们没有办法靠着自己的能力来成就神在我们生命中的旨意。
Why not?
那为什么不呢？
Because we're too sinful, we're too weak.
因为我们是罪恶的，我们也是软弱的。
Paul gives his own testimony here in the book of Romans in chapter 7.
在第七章，保罗给了我们一个他自己的见证。
He says in verse 18,I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature. For I have a desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
在第七章十八节他讲，我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
That's what Paul says about himself.
这是保罗在讲他自己的挣扎。
A man whom God used so mightily.
那被神大大使用的人，
He says, I'm too weak to do it.
他说我太软弱了。
I have no strength.
我没有任何的力量。
The things I want to do I can't do because my sin is so, the sin is so active in my life.
我所愿意做的我没有办法做，因为我的罪在我的肉体之中。
In verse 19 he says, For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do.This I keep on doing.
十九节，故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
Is that true in your life?
是不是非常的真实对我们来说
？Is it?
不是吗
？It's true in my life.
我是非常真实的。
It's true in all of our lives.
其实，在我们每一个人当中都是很真实的。
But we don't want to appear that way, do we, in public?
但是我们在人面前却不想。
We have a facade built around us. We just want to show how good we are.
我们就 戴了一个面具在人面前。
But God looks on the inside.
但神是看我们的内心。
And He sees our weakness.
他看到我们的软弱。
And now God says something.
但神说
，He says, "I have raised you up for this very purpose, that my power might be displayed in your life."
神说，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能。
This is one of the most remarkable statements in Scripture.
这是圣经中一个最了不起的宣告。
Here we are with all of our sinfulness, with all of our weakness.
我们虽然罪恶，我们虽然软弱。
And God says, "I've created you, I've raised you up for the purpose to show how strong I am."
但神创造了我们，把我们兴起来，是要在我们的身上。来彰显出他的伟大。
God wants to reveal His strength through my sinful body.
他想在我们罪恶的身体上来彰显出他的全能。
I wish we could talk a long time about the power of God.
我们想来谈一下神的全能。
The power that God used to create this whole universe.
神用他的全能创造了宇宙。
The sun, the moon, the stars, the whole universe.
日月星辰以及宇宙的一切。
And God could create life.
创造了生命。
Nobody else could create life.
没有任何人可以创造出生命。
Plant life, animal life, human life.
植物、动物及人。
And how could God could take us from the dust of the ground and create a human person?
神可以从尘土中创造出人。
Power by which Christ was raised from the dead.
那耶稣基督从死里复活的大能。
By all the miracles that He performed.
以及他所行的一切的神迹奇事。
God's great power.
这就是神的大能。
We could go on and on.
我们还可以讲很多。
And now God says this.
但接着神说
，I want to demonstrate My great power through your weak body.
但神说，我要在你软弱的身体上来彰显出我的全能。
Now even to think about this is just it blows your mind.
这是超出我们的想象。
Who are we that a mighty God like this says, "I have chosen you to show how strong I am"?
我们算什么呢？但神说，我们却被拣选来彰显出神的全能。
Paul writes to the Corinthian church.
保罗在他写给哥林多教会的信中
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 we have a marvelous verse that explains this.
在哥林多后书的第四章有一节经文
Verse 7 says, "We have this treasure in jars of clay so that the all-surpassing power may be of God and not from us."
第七节说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们。
And here God describes the human body as a clay pot, as a jar of clay.
在这里神把我们的身体形容成瓦器。
Now, clay pots are not like metal pots.
那瓦器和金属的器皿不太一样。
A clay pot, you drop it, it just splinters.
那非常易碎。
It breaks easy.
非常容易摔碎。
That's what our bodies are like.
就像我们的身体。
You think what's happening in China today?
我们想到今天在发生的事情。
What is breaking up all these human bodies that are dying?
是什么使这么多的人
It's just a little virus.
只是小小的病毒。
Can't even see it.
我们没有办法用肉眼看到。
We have breakable bodies.
但是我们的身体就是这样软弱。
We're weak.
我们非常的软弱。
Vulnerable.
非常的容易受到伤害。
This is how the Bible describes us.
这就是圣经对我们的身体的描述。
Now, what is the function of a clay pot?
那瓦器是做什么用的呢？
It needs to be filled with something.
是要来盛东西的。
We don't put a clay pot there just for decoration.
我们通常不会把这个瓦器作为一个装饰。
We have a clay pot to be filled with something.
我们通常是用来装东西。
What do we need to be filled with?
那么我们需要装什么呢？
He says, I've created you that you might be filled with something.
神说，我造你就是要在你的身体里充满。
He says, I have filled you to put a treasure in you.
要放一个宝贝。
What is that treasure?
什么样的宝贝呢？
When we receive Jesus Christ into our lives,
当我们接受耶稣基督进入我们的生命中，
we have all of his power available to us.
我们就拥有了他的全能。
What we cannot ever do or accomplish, he can accomplish in our lives.
我们所不能做的，他就来会为我们来成就。
When Christ comes into our lives, he says, I will display through your weak body what my strength can produce.
当耶稣基督进入我们的生命，他就可以用我们软弱的身体来彰显他的全能。
that God's power can transform my life.
那神的全能可以改变我们的生命。
things that we'd never do.
我们所不能做的。
yet his power in me can do it.
但是因为我们有了神的全能，我们就可以做到。
see, our daily lives can reflect that power of God as we respond to him and to his voice.
当我们回应神的声音的时候，就是我们可以在每天过日子的时候来彰显出他的全能。
And only then can we fulfill God's purpose that he has for us.
我们也就能够来成就神在我们身上的旨意。
Are you letting God's purpose and God's power really be demonstrated and displayed through your life?
你是不是让神的旨意，让神的全能在你的身上彰显出来呢？
That's another question we need to answer ourselves.
这是我们需要回答的另外一个问题。
And our prayer is, God, I want my life not to display my power, but your power, so that the glory will all go to you.
我们的祷告应该是，我们不要让从我们的身体上彰显我们自己的能力，而是要来彰显神的能力，让神得到荣耀。
We've looked at two words.
这就是这两个词
the purpose of God and the power of God.
神的旨意和神的全能。
Now we're looking at the third word.
那第三个词
Why all of this?
那为什么会有这些呢？
That my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
就是要使我的名传遍天下。
That's the proclamation.
这就是我们讲的传扬。
That God's name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
是神的名传遍天下。
That's God's ultimate purpose for our lives.
这就是神在我们生命当中的最终的旨意。
That was the last command that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to his disciples.
这也就是耶稣基督对他的门徒最后的吩咐。
That God wanted them to proclaim the name of Jesus to the whole world.
就是神要他们把耶稣基督的名传遍天下。
That his saving grace could be made known to everyone in every place.
因为他的救恩要传到万国万民。
That's the mission. That's the purpose of the church.
这也就是教会的使命。
And that's our mission and our purpose as well.
也就是我们的使命，也是神给我们的旨意。
You say, well, you are a missionary. That's why you always say that.
你们可能会说文牧师是一个宣教士，所以他总是在谈论宣教。
When half of the world's population does not know Jesus Christ, isn't that all of our mission?
当世界上还有一半的人口没有听说过耶稣基督的时候，是不是这就应该成为我们的使命呢？
That's why we need to keep emphasizing proclaiming the name of Jesus.
所以我们必须要强调来传扬耶稣基督的名。
But remember that missions always starts at home.
但是请记住，这个使命总是从我们身边开始的。
If we don't do it here, we'll never do it anywhere else.
如果我们不能够在这里做的话，我们也就没有办法到其他地
方。And getting in a plane and flying somewhere does not make you a missionary.
那只是坐飞机飞到另外一个地方，并不能使你成为一个宣教士。
If I don't have a missionary heart here at home,I don't have a missionary. I'm not a missionary.
如果我们有颗宣教的士的心从身边开始的话，那我就不是一个宣教士。
And that's why we need to make sure that we constantly remember that this is our mission, our task.
所以我们必须要不断地提醒自己，这就是我们的使命，是我们的任务。
About 25 years ago, I started to pray.
25年前我开始祷告。
What did I pray for?
那我祷告的是什么呢？
That God would enable us to raise up Chinese missionaries.
就是神让我们兴起更多的华人的宣教士。
10,000 of them.
兴起10,000名宣教士。
And I believe the day is here where God will use the Chinese church, both here and in China.
所以今天我相信神会使用华人的宣教士，不仅在美国，也在中国。
To recognize God's great purpose and power to proclaim His name in all the world.
来实现神的旨意，神的全能就是来传扬他的名。
You know, I rejoice when I see what God is doing, even from our church here, of sending out those who will be missionaries.
当我看到我们教会也差派了宣教士，我感到非常的欣慰。
And for those who are doing missionary work right here in San Jose.
也包括那些在圣在本地宣教的人。
Proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ.
就是宣扬耶稣基督的名。
I would encourage you to study chapter 9 of Romans.
我鼓励大家仔细读罗马书第九章。
I've only hit one verse.
那我只讲了一节。
But there are a lot more verses here to study.
但是也有其他很多节宝贵的经文让我们学习。
I want to encourage you to take that word that we have sung about.
我希望各位能够来记住我们今天所唱的。
Not just to sing it, but then to live it by studying the word of God so that it can be that light that we need.
不仅是把它唱出来，而是要把它活出来，就是让神的话语真正成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We have received mercy.
我们得到了神的怜悯。
Let's also have mercy on those who have not yet heard.
但是我们也要让那些还没有听说过耶稣基督的人得到怜悯。
And let's continue to be in daily prayer for the church in China.
也在我们每天的祷告。也在我们每天的祷告中纪念中国的教会。
That God might use even this terrible sickness.To bring honor and glory to the name of Jesus.
愿神也用这次的疫情来他得到荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
父神，我们因着耶稣基督的名来感谢你。
For your great mercy and compassion for us.
感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
And Lord, we join our hearts again today for people in China.
今天我们和那些中国弟兄姐妹的心连在一起。
As they're going through this hour of trial and tribulation,
当他们在今天在经受这个苦难灾难的时候，
that you will allow them to experience your great mercy and grace.
让他们经历到你的怜悯，经历到你的恩典。
And cause their lives to reflect that power of God that will transform their lives.
他们的神的大能在他们的生命中彰显出来，能改变他们的生命。
So that they might be a witness of who you are.
让他们来为你来做见证。
Continue to bless and teach us.
求你继续的来祝福教导我们。
And help us not just to be hearers of the word, but doers also.
让我们不仅仅是听你的话，也要把它行出来。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.